they need to do, but just to call them into alignment, to help guide a little bit. And so now, of course, I'm experiencing energy blockages and disassociation in the people that are coming to me. And I'm finding that actually for some of them, maybe they don't even need to know what it is, as long as they're ready to release it. It feels like a co-creation.
The thing that is different in your conclusion through all of this and our knowing through all of this is that no matter who you're interacting with, they are where they are, and they do have a vivid relationship with who they have become. And so from where they are to who they have become is the range of concentrated attention. In other words, you don't have to explain how you got here. The only thing that is relevant is where you are in relationship to where you're going, really. Mm-hmm. And anything else really is taking the long way about it. Jerry and Esther have been enjoying the navigational systems in their vehicles. And they were in Orlando a few years ago, and they had a new system in the car, and they were going from Orlando to Tampa. And Esther was driving, she usually is. And so she programmed the new device, and off they went, and she thought she followed precisely what it said. And shortly, Jerry said to her, "You know, we're going in the opposite direction that we need to be going." And Esther said, and she looked at the device, and then she realized that it was taking her a long way in that direction because there were no off-ramps, no exits. And then it was going to exit her and bring her back in the other direction. And suddenly she noticed that what looked like the lighted path was extra wide because it was going that way, and then it was going to come back that way. And she said, "You're right. We're going in the opposite direction." And then, in a sort of defensive way, she said, "I know I did everything that it told me to do." So they took the next exit that they could, and they got going back in the right direction. Now the navigational device is happy, and Jerry is happy, and they got back to about where they had started in about 20 minutes. And Esther said, "Let's get off and do this over again, because I want to retrace our steps and figure out where I went wrong." And Jerry said, "Or we could just keep going right." Yeah. But there was something in Esther that made her want to explain where the wrong turn had occurred and to figure out if it had been her error or the programming error. And we say, "Oh, what a waste of life that is." In other words, just start where you are and point yourself in the direction of where you want to be and just move in that direction as steadily as you can. That's sort of the law-based explanation, you see.
So that's what I do with my clients then. We start where they are.
You have no choice because they are where they are, and that's enough. Yeah. They are where they are. And explaining where they are is just treading water for a while. And so what you're saying is, but wait, I think that explaining how they got to where they are is actually a resistance releasing process. And we say, if that is a releasing resistance process, then you will feel the movement immediately. And so follow that path. Okay. But in the majority of cases, it is going in the wrong direction. Okay. Do you think that it takes some convincing? And this is a little bit where what we know and what most of you know differs enough that it might evoke different responses from you. You see, the thing that makes us so fervent about the things that we just said to you is that we know your value. We know it. We know who you are and what you want and how to get there. We know that, you see. And so we're sort of stubborn about our approach to it. But we get it that when you don't know that you might still be feeling around for other things, that you might still be looking for justification or rationalization. And so there's something that happens to a lot of people where you just feel sort of defensive. And we would like you to consider it from this point of view. What if all that defensiveness that's all wadded up inside so many of us, what if all it really is our deep-seated understanding that